This is Unleash Your Inner Legend, a podcast featuring modern-day legends sharing their life choices, habits, and routines that got them to where they are today. Get ready to be inspired and to take massive action to unleash your inner legend. Happy Monday, everyone. It's Holly here for your Monday Minutes, and I wanted to share with you guys a lesson I learned in creating content from Stephen King. Obviously, Mr. King did not tell me this tip from himself, but I did gather it from his literature, specifically his book On Writing by Stephen King. And what I love about this book is the first part of it, it's like the entertainment part, and it's like, you know, telling his story. It's telling how he never gave up as an author. So even in middle school, his teachers and everyone, principals, would tell him he's wasting his talents on the type of writing he was doing, which obviously we all know is horror and kind of deep, dark things. So he goes through, never gives up. He gets multiple jobs to support his family while he's chasing his dream. He washes laundry. He's a high school teacher, which how cool would that be to say that you had Stephen King as a teacher? But he goes through all that and he talks about his big break getting into it. And one of the stories he tells is on Carrie, the movie. Obviously, we all are familiar with that. He had wrote it intentionally for Playboy as a short story. And his wife had picked it up one day and was like, no, there's more to this, and helped him really beef it up more from a female perspective. Anyways, you guys, it's definitely worth checking out. So make sure you grab it on Audible, on Amazon, wherever, on both. I personally like to get the Audible version and then go back and highlight within the book my favorite parts or things I want to make sure to take note of. But anyways, so when it comes to writing, on the second half of the book, he talks about on writing. And he gives a great analogy about a toolbox. And he says that authors, you know, he likes to think of everyone having their own toolbox. And he says the very top of the toolbox is going to be your very basic or most common used tools, which in writing is going to be vocabulary. And obviously that's going to happen too when it comes to content. So common tools on top. And then you will pack, obviously, what you know and everything into this. So all your vocabulary goes there. And then he had said that the most mistake or something that you can do within the vocabulary is whenever you dress up your words. So for instance, if you're making a piece of content and you want to go back and find a different word that means that, because maybe you're doing this because you hate your vocabulary, you feel like it's too short or too very 101. He says, he kind of puts the analogy of this. It says, this is like dressing up a household pet in evening clothes. The pet is embarrassed, and the person committing the act of the premeditated cuteness should even be more embarrassed. So make yourself a promise right now that you'll never go through and try to dress up those words intentionally, because what will happen is you're going to lose the actual original train of thought you're trying to share with your audience. Now you're going to start confusing the audience as well as yourself, because we've all done this where we try to describe something and we try to find another way to describe or instruct somebody on how to do something. And then turns out like they don't understand what we're saying. And then at the end, we're like, wait a minute, that's not what I'm trying to say. So don't try to do that. Instead, just expand your vocabulary, you know, read different books, go through and attend different things. That's going to expand your mind and introduce new words to you, because it'll happen naturally as you start adding in bigger and better words. However, you cannot force that, because at the end of the day, you are not going to get your original message through. I hope you guys found this tip helpful as much as I did and interesting. And make sure if you guys haven't, go and read On Writing by Stephen King. And I will catch you guys next week. Enjoy your week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend. For more inspiration, make sure to subscribe by going to unleashyourinnerlegend.com. We'll see you guys next week.